Misfits Motorsports is more than a racing team. It's a mission. Dedicated to our nation's veterans, the Misfits mission raises awareness for veteran suicide while providing support, purpose, and opportunities for veterans and youth. Together, we're driving change. Learn more on Facebook at Misfits Mission. Hey guys, welcome to episode 6 of the Ginger Veteran Podcast. I'm your host, Fred Gregory. Episode 6 is titled Cause and Effect. Thank you guys for being here. I appreciate you being here on this journey and, listening, tuning in every week. I really appreciate having you guys on. This has been so far one hell of a ride, one hell of a roller coaster. I mean, it's just been amazing. I'm loving doing this. This is really my passion project. I love it. Again, thank you. Couldn't thank you guys enough. So what we're going to do for this episode is kind of take a deep dive into PTSD and how it affects you on a physical health spectrum, not just a mental health spectrum, but also a physical health spectrum. So we're going to take a deep dive into that. Maybe you guys can hear something and maybe trigger something that you could pay a little more attention to, or maybe you know somebody that's struggling with PTSD and maybe you can see some stacking issues out of that and get somebody some help before things get too serious. So I want to credit www.psychiatry.org for this article that they put together. I, did a lot of research on this episode, and I really found that this article here kind of touches on a lot of things. It's kind of a Q&A article. So I really appreciate those guys throwing this together. Really happy that I found it and, going to take you through some personal experiences and some personal enlightenments, I guess you would say. And, just looking back, doing research, doing therapy, just kind of being able to put my finger on it now, whereas to where, before now I couldn't. So according to psychiatry.org, there's a question on there. Why do some people get PTSD after a traumatic event and others do not? And, it says verbatim, everyone's response to trauma is different. Studies have repeatedly shown that most survivors do not develop PTSD after exposure to a traumatic event. Some may have temporary symptoms that improve with time. Others get symptoms that develop into PTSD and other problems such as depression, anxiety, and substance use disorders. So, I'm glad I found this question. I'm glad I found this article because I, believe that I've highlighted in one of my episodes before that, that you could have two people doing the exact same thing and the exact same thing go wrong, but because they're two different people and their brains are responding in two different ways and their brain's natural coping is coping in two different ways, you're going to have two different outcomes. I'm not saying that one's going to get PTSD and one's not, but there's still going to be two different outcomes. You don't have to have an effect of PTSD to have a different outcome than somebody else. You don't have to have an effect of PTSD to, feel like you deal with something differently. I mean, it happens all the time, right? We're all human, and that's the best part about being human is we're all different. I think that's really important to, talk about that and to highlight that. Just because you don't develop PTSD doesn't mean that you're not going to have, some type of response to this. Something traumatic happens and a lot of us are equipped to deal with it. A lot of us have the ability in our minds to deal with it and handle it and, whether it be grieve or mourn really anything, whatever it may be, whatever the task that our brain needs to complete when we go through something traumatic, everybody's going to respond differently. And I think that, looking at my situation in particular, I didn't develop PTSD until I felt like I had buried this stuff down far enough to where I had escaped it. I didn't develop PTSD until something scratched the surface and brought all my demons up and just let them out. So, that's really another thing important to remember. The trauma may cause you the mental illness, but you may not realize, and you may block it out, and you may be able to feel like you're past it. And then something else happens that's not even as traumatic. It doesn't have to be as traumatic. But something else happens that just triggers some feelings or thoughts, and it just sends you over the edge. So again, the same article, what's the difference between a normal reaction to a traumatic event and PTSD? It has been said that PTSD is a normal reaction to an abnormal event. Unfortunately, most people will experience at least one traumatic event in their lifetime. The way people react to trauma can vary greatly depending on the nature of trauma, the person's coping skills, and their environment after the trauma. Holy shit, it's like I read this before I even talked. That's pretty much exactly what I was talking about, guys. Everybody's going to be different. You're going to have some kind of a reaction, but coping skills, your natural coping skills, your environment after the trauma, that's one I didn't mention, but there's so many things that go into this effect, and how you're going to live your life afterwards. So what I really want to get to is the meat and potatoes of this episode, right? Is the physical issues that are commonly associated with PTSD. So I'm going to read this whole excerpt here from this article on psychiatry.org, the Q&A section. So what physical problems are commonly associated with post-traumatic stress disorder? In addition to changes in thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, people with PTSD may also experience physical problems. These can be acute or chronic. Acute physical symptoms typically last for a short time, in reaction to reminders of trauma. These could include increased heart rate, sweating, trembling, muscle tension, nausea, pain, trouble breathing, and/or dizziness. PTSD has also been linked with chronic physical problems such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, obesity, heart disease, chronic pain, fatigue, and decreased life expectancy. The person may not realize the connection between their physical symptoms and a traumatic event. For people with chronic pain, the pain may serve as a reminder of the trauma, which in turn may cause or worsen other PTSD symptoms, depression, or alcohol and prescription medication misuse. So guys, I've talked about it before. I've really highlighted it, stacking issues, right? And this is kind of what that sounds like, and PTSD is notorious for these stacking issues. Again, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a medical professional, but I would assume that the amount of stress that your body feels when you're having PTSD episodes can contribute to your high blood pressure. I know obesity can be attributed to PTSD because a lot of people overeat. Not eating enough and just being malnourished can be attributed to PTSD. So many things that happen in our lives that maybe we don't really pay attention to could be attributed to this mental health disorder that we may or may not know that we have. We may or may not know that we're struggling with it, and we may or may not know that we need help. Either way, if you're struggling with a mental health issue and you don't realize it, obviously you need help to get you through that. It's a lot harder to get help when you don't realize what's going on. People really have a hard time getting help when they do know what's going on. Nobody's going to try and find help when they don't know what's going on. It's a vicious cycle. I mean, I talk about destroy the stigma all the time. And that stigma isn't only coming from the outside, guys. That stigma is also coming from the inside. It's not a sign of weakness if you go get help. It's really not. Trust me, it's a sign of strength, because it takes so much to go in there every single week, or time after time after time, and tell your story and cry your tears and share your pain with another human being that you don't know from Adam, right? It's crazy. It takes a lot of courage. And I would ask that anyone out there struggling with PTSD, go and get help. Anybody thinking even the small inclination something's wrong, go talk to somebody. It might help you. I mean, you may not need it. You may need just once. Go talk to somebody. Don't let these issues stack up and create more problems. So let's talk a little bit about my experiences, right? So I've talked about it before. Last episode I talked about my time in the military, and how my mental health affected me. And there were some issues with overeating. There were some issues with not really, I mean, there was just so many things that I just could not at the time put my finger on. But now looking back, I'm like, man, I was struggling. I was really struggling. I think back to a lot of times when I would get angry and I would just have terrible, terrible outbursts. And when I would have these outbursts, like, I don't know, man. I just thought they were normal. I just thought that I was an angry person, right? But I mean, these outbursts were bad. I'm really bad. I don't know how many times my wife, I don't know why she's still here, honestly. But thinking back to those times and how much I didn't realize it at the time, but how much I know now that I was hurting and I just wasn't myself. And I was pretty much separated from a reality that I had made up in my own head. So when I would have these anger outbursts, right? I had this reality of a perfect life, wife, kids, career, and these outbursts I would have would just kind of separate me from that reality, and it would just make me into somebody I didn't want to be. So that was an issue. I deal every day now constantly with high blood pressure. I've dealt with high cholesterol. I'm dealing with diabetes. I'm sure I'm violating some kind of HIPAA law here, but I'm really grateful, honestly, to be alive and to have the opportunity to get help and to try and improve not only my mental health but my physical health as well. Because I can tell you right now, chronic pain where I hurt my back, that causes depression. Anybody who's ever suffered through chronic pain or known somebody to suffer through chronic pain, you know exactly how much of a drain it is on your life and how much it just tears you up inside to not be able to interact with your family or your friends or your loved ones the same way that you used to, because your body just doesn't do the same things that it did. When I want to pick my little girl up, I can't, right? It hurts. So I can't do it. These things that either A happen because of my mental illness, or B either make my mental illness worse, or my mental illness makes them worse. It all comes back to these stacking issues. What I like to call them, stacking issues. And it just compounds on you, right? So PTSD not only will destroy your mental state, your family and loved ones' mental and emotional state, because you there's sometimes you have outbursts, and if you don't have yourself under control and you don't know how to cope, you do and say things that you don't mean, and you're hurtful, and you cause a lot of pain. So not only does it deteriorates your mental state, deteriorates your family and loved ones' mental and emotional state, it deteriorates your emotional state, it deteriorates your physical state, right? And that's what we're talking about. It causes some issues, but if you have these issues already, it's just going to make them worse. if you don't get PTSD under control, it's going to eat you alive from the inside. It's going to start with your mental. It's going to move on to your emotional health. And then after it gets done with your mental health and your emotional health, it's going to move into your physical health. And it's literally going to destroy you from the inside. And guys, that's what I've been going through. And thinking about where I was then and where I am today, I was literally destroying myself. Even though I had three beautiful children, I have a beautiful wife, I was absolutely destroying myself. Thinking back to my time at Fort Riley in Kansas, thinking back to my time there was hard. It's hard to look at because I remember that being a time of, no matter how happy I was, I remember that being a time of heavy, heavy drinking and, just really consuming more than I should have. I mean, there's nothing wrong with drinking and having a good time and, hanging out with friends and family and having a few drinks. And I still occasionally have drinks. I don't fully cut myself off from alcohol because I can control it now. But I was not doing that. I was getting to the point to where I didn't remember things, and I was getting blackout drunk, and I was having episodes and anger outbursts. And I mean, people were just blown away. The people that were there and that saw it and were the closest to me, they were just absolutely blown away because nobody had ever seen this side of me. Like I said, I was pretty good at putting up the walls when I would go to, I was in the Army at the time, so PT and work call. Every time I would go there, it would be different because I would have these walls up. So everybody's like, "Oh, Gregory's so awesome. He's so nice. He's a great guy." Blah blah blah. And then people who were close enough to see these episodes are like, "What the fuck?" Like a completely different person. But I think as part of our mental health journey, we have to accept the fact that we have been broken and we have been unhealthy, and we have been all these things. We've been that terrible person that we know that we're not. We've been that person that gets uncontrollably emotional and can't help themselves. We have been these people. But it's very important that you know. Sorry about that. Microphone died, so technical difficulties, I guess. So anyway, it's very important that you know that there's no reason to apologize, man. Apologize for the things that you said and the things that you didn't mean, but there's no reason to apologize for having these issues. I've kind of gotten off into a tangent. This was supposed to be about how it affects you physically. We've covered the things that it goes through and some of the things that I've experienced. And honestly, some of these things were probably before, or no, definitely some of these things were before I even knew I had PTSD. So it kind of brings me back to my point earlier that you really, really have to focus and pay attention, because I mean, PTSD, suffering from PTSD could literally kill you. Like I said earlier, it would destroy your mental and emotional health and your physical health. PTSD will kill you, guys. You really need to get help if you feel like you, even the smallest inclination that you have it, please, please go get help. Anything, any kind of symptoms that you think you may have, like I said earlier, go talk to somebody. Going to talk to somebody one time is not going to hurt anything if you don't have anything. It's only going to make you feel better, right? We our human beings, our natural release is communication, finding somebody that we can communicate with and somebody that we trust to listen to us. It's very important. So go out there, get the help you need. And remember, you know, PTSD, it's not a fucking joke, man. It's really, really dangerous. So, you know, kind of getting back on track here. So PTSD, there's also some things, you know, ears ringing has been mentioned as a possible connection with PTSD, scarring on your skin more easily than you normally would. You know, you really don't think about a lot of things physically when you're talking about mental health. But I believe that your physical health is just as important as your mental health, yes. But your physical health will also give you some type of an inclination that maybe a little bit more is wrong than just your physical health. So it's really, really important to pay attention to it. So kind of doing some research on this, I found an article on sciencedirect.com, chapter 10, PTSD and Physiology. The long-term effects of PTSD in relation to epigenetics, physical health, and chronic diseases. Now, if I said that word wrong, epigenetics, if I said it wrong, I apologize to anybody in the scientific community that's listening to me. I apologize. So in the abstract, it says post-traumatic stress disorder has been linked to a host of negative consequences for both emotional and physical health. In this chapter, we review the literature on epigenetics of PTSD and interpret findings through the lens of understanding the implications for adverse physical health outcomes. So, you know, kind of reading through this article, you know, it says in one part of it, it says a large body of research has linked PTSD to a variety of physical health outcomes, including the leading causes of death and disability. Heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and dementia. So there have been studies that have linked PTSD to early onset dementia or early onset Alzheimer's. And it really makes sense when you think about it, because PTSD really affects the chemicals in your brain. So it really makes sense that it's going to affect Alzheimer's and dementia. It's going to make it, you know, come on faster, come on earlier on in life, and it could potentially even make it worse. You know, thinking about the heart disease, obviously, you know, with a little bit more research, I would probably know fully and understand at least. But looking at heart disease, I would have to assume that the stress that it puts on your heart is what causes the heart disease. You know, and just kind of thinking about, just kind of thinking about my family in general and the genetics that I have, you know, my grandfather had numerous heart attacks. And you know, it's been seen throughout generations of my family. And you know, I've seen a lot of predisposed heart issues, conditions, whatever you want to call them, and now I have PTSD, so obviously that's a concern. And you know, when I think about what I have in my life right now, I really want to be around for my kids to grow up. I really want to be around for my wife so we can grow old together. It's really eye-opening when you start digging in and doing some research on how this affects your physical health. So in this article, it says the associations between PTSD and these adverse physical health conditions may be explained by a variety of potential mechanisms that can be primarily distilled into two pathways, behavioral and biological. So, a lot of evidence shows negative health behaviors. So this goes into the behavioral, including physical inactivity, poor diet, and smoking. It's really hard to 100% attribute that because people smoke, right? People eat shitty food. People, don't want to work out, don't go to the gym, whatever. But honestly, there's been times that I've wanted to work out and I just haven't felt like it, so I didn't. There's been times that, well, there's been millions of times that I don't want to eat shitty food, and I do anyway because it's easier to eat the food that's shitty than it is to make what I really should be having, right? And physical inactivity, don't get me started. Look, I spent 8.5 years in the military. I'm not gonna fucking run anymore unless I'm being chased, and even then, I probably won't run. I'll probably just shoot you. I joke all the time with my wife about me being lazy. But I know what it is, and I'm not using it as an excuse. Please don't think that. I know it's a reason as to why I don't want to work out, or I don't really put a lot of effort into eating healthy, and I understand that. I just have to be more cognizant, right? We have to be more prepared for the things we're going to face, because even the normal, every average day Joe who doesn't have any mental issues or concerns or ailments, and they're faced with fast food restaurants all over the place, right? It's so much easier. It's so much more convenient. Spend a little bit of money, get the food, take it home. It's hot, it's ready to eat, and you don't have to cook tonight, right? So I just have to be a little more cognizant about what I'm doing. I have to be a little more disciplined. And there's nothing wrong with that. You just have to find that balance between your mental health and your physical health, and you need to take care of both. Because in turn, the way PTSD affects your physical health can also affect your mental health. So really, either way you cut the cake, pun intended, I guess, either way you cut the cake, it's not going to be healthy for you if you let one go and work on the other and not try and get this one back into rhythm. So what I'm doing to focus on my physical health, right? I've started this getting up at 5 a.m., kind of giving myself my time to, wake up and get refreshed and get, ready for my day, and then bring it on. Let's start it an hour later. Let's get everybody else up. Let's get the kids out the door ready for school. That's kind of where I am with my process, right? The rest of it's going to come. The rest of I'm working on it right now. When I eat lunch at work, I'm eating a salad. I'm being more cognizant about how much I'm eating. I'm trying to eat the protein first and then the sides. So I'm doing things slowly at my pace. I'm not telling anybody right now that if you don't get your PTSD under control and your physical health, that you're going to die tomorrow. That's not what I'm telling you. I hope that's not the case. What I'm telling you is do it while you have the time to be able to do it one thing at a time. Because it really, 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 really does help. It helps you in such a big way to take small chunks, right? You don't take so much that you get overwhelmed. Take small chunks. Make your goal getting up an hour earlier than you normally do, and having your me time, right? Make a goal to, if I come home at a certain time, I'm gonna make a certain thing for dinner, or find whatever works for you to plug it in and start small. Start your life changes small, because once you get all those life changes and you get all of those brought in together under one umbrella, it's going to help you so much. I promise you. I promise you. Again, I'm not a doctor. Please don't take this as medical advice, but I'm telling you from experience, take it small, because if you overwhelm yourself, you're not going to be successful. Guys, I know I kind of got off on a tangent in this episode. This was supposed to focus on PTSD and how it affects your physical well-being. I did touch on that, and I think I said most of what I wanted to say, and kind of, like I said, got off sidetracked. But I appreciate you guys listening. I promise these episodes are only going to get better, only going to get more in depth. I'm only going to be able to do more research. So next week, just so everybody knows, episode 7, we have our first anonymous submission for the show. I'm so excited to share this story, and I hope I do this story justice. Tune in next week for Guilty or Not on the Ginger Veteran Podcast.